The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
Settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance.
Yes, it is. We are at Prime.
Along with Andres out here. Dell is back in the studio.
Andres
where
gonna
he
do
belongs.
You hear what's happening? Whatever. Instead of a bounty chip, you know, you're going to have a $100 bounty on you and your son, too, right, JT?
I don't think they're going to put a bounty on him. Yeah, he's going to play, but I don't know if they're going to put a bounty on him.
There's a $100 bounty if you can do more push-ups than Andres out here today.
A $100 chip?
There's a push-up bounty, yeah, on Andres.
I'll kick Andres' ass in push-ups.
You think he wants it, Andres? He don't want it with you. Dell, do you think John wants it with Andres?
Hell
those
no.
Little toothpicks?
Nah.
You call those arms? Let's go.
He didn't want it with Andres.
Okay. That's all I do is see him eat.
He's got short arms. Short arm guys can do a ton of push-ups and bench presses.
And bench presses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like
Giannis over here. Okay.
I don't know if you're Giannis.
I'm not quite Giannis.
This is how I am. Ever since I started doing draft stuff, which is fall of 2004, I'm always just noticing physical traits.
Right.
Like I can go watch Brock at Power Dances, and like this is a true thing. And I'm just
break
like,
it down.
And I just like, I mean,
great lower body power,
loose in the hips, right there. Yeah. I'm like, she's a little tighter in the hips than she should. Like yeah. She's not able to bend as much as the other girl. I notice things that you shouldn't notice. Like I'll see some. You know, 13-year-old with these big calves and knees, and I'm like, he could be a line. You know, like, I would right now start working on some pass sets with him, and then my son Alec at his school.
He doesn't have big.
No, Alec. But what kills
calves.
Me about Alec is that I'm noticing his arm length from his like elbow to his wrist. He's got long arms. I'm just like, this is a waste. You're about 60 pounds. If you put on weight, you might be able to defend. You've got length. Why are you wasting some length?
You think he could play corner?
I don't see the twitch.
I
don't see the twitch. Although he does have a friend.
What is he, German Mexican?
That hasn't been a big corner.
German Mexicans, Dell, right now are playing corner in college football.
Not a lot. If there is one, he's at Rice probably.
Probably.
There's one. Is it Rice?
Or Florida International, maybe. No.
It's just not. There's not a lot.
No, there's not a lot.
Not a lot of Mexicans. Not a lot of Germans. Not a lot of German Mexicans.
No.
At the corner position. You can find an occasional box safety.
Yeah. So you just noticed this, that's all.
So I notice it everywhere I am. I notice arm length, like Drake's got pretty long arms. My son's got longer arms than me. Like my arms are longer, I'm taller, but he's got he's got better length.
So you know where I notice it too a lot is at the poker table, the dealers.
Yeah.
Like Jermaine.
Yeah.
He's like a short arm, so you always got to push your chips a little bit further for him.
That's a great point.
You know?
Yeah, I've noticed stuff like, I don't notice it, but I do recognize when I'm like, here, let me help you with that.
Yeah, Abe. Yeah. Abe is a short arm.
And if you got a little gut.
Yeah, right. A little thicker. A little thicker is probably being kind.
Yeah.
And it's difficult, so I like to help him out a little bit by pushing him. And I hate when guys sit there and the dealer can't reach, and they just sit there and watch him.
I know.
And he's trying his damnedest. I'll reach across the table and go, here.
Yeah.
Here.
And you can hear them audibly grunt, especially if they got a little gut.
Yeah.
It's really – a gut and short arms is a nightmare for a dealer. You can't even really get hired.
And I think here at Prime, I don't know what the average is, but I think it's probably a little bit above average, you know, as far as – a lot of offensive linemen dealing
girth.
Here. A lot of offensive linemen dealing here. Not a lot of corners.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's fair.
It's
a sedentary sport.
Yeah. So we're at Prime. And listen, there's three tables. When I got here at 6, there were 4 tables still going. One just broke up, and it's unbelievable. I'm telling you, there's more action here than you'll find in a Vegas casino.
Antonio Esfandiari is there on the
No, that's not really
hole?
Him.
Is that
that's
him
not,
in the
that's
three?
Not him in the three?
Hole, oh, okay.
That's not him, but I guess, you know, he looks like he could. Man, there's some flying. Dude, I just saw about a $6,000 hand over there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they go. This is this Pot Limit Omaha game right here. It's flop and shove.
I looked at my bank account before I came in here. I'm like, I'm not even getting in a $5 hand right now.
No.
Man, what day is today? The 11th?
I've gotten slapped the last couple times here.
I'm like, what? When is now?
Mother chokers are taking.
You know when you're doing stuff. I love that. You know when you do the thing where like, could I technically get paid tomorrow? Like 12, 13, 14? No.
Nope.
I got to wait till next week. I got to fade the weekend.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Well, especially since your wife is down in Puerto Rico going to Hamilton. Good Lord.
Yeah, thanks.
That doesn't leave anything for you and the kids.
Yeah, appreciate
what do you guys...
it. Hey, you already saw Hamilton with – you saw Richard cast Hamilton, which caused a national championship game ticket, basically. And then you saw it here locally. And then and then you went with the kids
wait
here.
Wait a minute. In Puerto Rico, she's seen it in – is it in Spanish?
No. No.
No, it's in English.
I haven't had a chance to talk to her. I don't even know. Like, this came up yesterday. I told our friend Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats. I went in there and got some beef. I stopped. I had to take the kids home from school, and I had to get back up and keep writing. Because I was writing prospects till 9:30 at night. So for whatever reason, I just said, you know what I need? I need some ribs or barbecue in my life. So my dinner, I ate at 4.
Nice.
I stopped in, got beef ribs and a little small rack of pork ribs. And then when we were in there, I was telling him that, and he said, is Puerto Rico okay now? And I said, I hadn't really thought about
boy.
That. Because it was way worse than we were, and Houston took a long time to get back. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah. Well, I guess it would depend on where you're at. And
I think it still depends on where you are. Oh, this is a touristy area.
Oh, yeah,
it's
right.
Fine.
That's fine.
It got rebuilt quick.
No. Did you notice, here, who got rebuilt first? Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
River Oaks.
Oh, in New Orleans? Yeah.
And down to Alvin. They're still not rebuilt.
Katrina?
Yeah.
Like French Quarter's like, we're good.
We're good.
But French Quarter, I guess, is just built up, you know. It's just all a big soup bowl anyway. But
no, it's just that we got to get that back first so that we get money.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Okay, we got a lot to do today. Let me ask you this, though. Smart, I don't think it was a very good move by Rooney to say that they're trading Antonio Brown.
For a leverage standpoint or why?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone knows it.
But he's got to go now. And you know
at
what?
This
if
point,
it, as it goes on, gets drags on further and further, the price comes down.
At this, I was thinking about that because I always think about that when I hear about guys that are going to get traded and they're not going to and leverage. I don't know that leverage matters here because you know what kind of talent you're getting. Although I will say he's now, I think he's 30 now. So, you know, there is some concern. You're going to take on a pretty heady contract. From what I understand, the Steelers, if they trade him, will basically, the way the cap is set up, they'll lose $2 million because his cap hit versus the dead money acceleration is going to be about a $2 million hit. So it does make sense for them to trade him if they need to. And Pittsburgh's at that point right now. This is why it's so important to find guys with high football character or high character. And I'm not saying he's low character. I'm not saying that about Antonio Brown. What I am saying, though, is I think from what I've found to be the case and talking to people over the last couple of years with him, this is not something that's come up new. I mean, he is a wide receiver diva. It's not new. Michael Irvin had some of this. We know T.O. and Chad Ochocinco were two of the all-timers. But he is a me guy. He is a selfish guy, according to some people in Pittsburgh. But he's super talented. And what happens is I just know that I've always been taught that you look for guys who are high football character, where it really means football means a lot and you love it. What you can't predict is when
that
you start
said,
making
would you
all
not
that.
Have taken him?
No,
of course you would.
No, he's had a great career, but it's come to the point where he's gotten so comfortable in Pittsburgh that, and he's gotten to such a point of empowerment that he can say or do whatever he wants to do, and it's affecting the team. You know, when's the last time a Houston team has ever been in that situation that you recall? Where a guy was a real problem. Let's just say a guy was a real problem. He was a chemistry issue. Think about just the Texans. Just limit the Texans. Dwayne?
Swearinger?
Probably Dwayne.
Swearinger?
Swearinger, but Swearinger was an a-hole to...
Dante?
It might have been Payne Murray. I think it was Dwayne. Because
Dwayne
wanted out.
Dwayne was the worst. That was the worst situation.
That was actually kind of a similar situation. It was about money. I would say Dwayne, and it was after. It was kind of like Antonio. Dwayne was actually with the team longer than Antonio was.
We haven't had anything close to this. Of course, we haven't won like the Steelers have either.
No, there's been no Le'Veon Bell money issues that. I mean, the closest you get is
Dante.
You did have a run where people were
happy.
Pissed at Rick now. That wasn't on Rick. That was on Andre's uncle for doing a bad deal.
Yeah.
If you're the Texans, they're like, we want $8 million a year.
Okay.
Like,
what?
We're holding out. We just did a contract. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're playing Ben's IRAs. So you can't, like, remember it was Owen Daniel was kind of upset about his deal, I guess, and there was about three or four guys in a row that there were some contract issues.
Well, and Rick wasn't very good at communication in those situations.
From what I've gathered before and then after, Rick's biggest flaw is he just was not a communicator with people in the front office. Like, his interpersonal communication stuff just broke down.
Even with agents, they would call him and he would never return their calls.
You've heard the same. I've heard that from – I've probably heard that from about five agents who just said, you call them and you can't get a call back. And that's one where you have to –
job.
And even if you don't like a guy or you just – God, this guy's bothering me – you send a text or whatever, because one day he may get players you need.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. The story with the Rooneys are saying they're gonna trade him, but there's a story also came out. This is the players are pissed at Ben. Ben's radio show. He's Ben actually initiated a lot of this stuff with Antonio.
So Brown. I saw that.
And you remember he said during the year, hey, I've earned the right to criticize other guys. I've earned that right here.
Well, so usually quarterbacks do get to – they're the ones who are considered if they need to speak out, they speak out, right? If they need to take a leadership role that's not always positive.
Doesn't it have to be constructive? I mean, you don't hear Brady doing it.
But did you hear I don't know all the issues. Here's my big concern, because I saw the same article in the Yard Barker stuff, the setup. You know, that came from a new media site. I think, right? Did that come from a major national coverage?
Well, it wasn't the Steelers.
Oh no, I think it was a Steelers sideline reporter. But here's my thing: everyone, and I'm just being honest about this, everyone has turned into such fanboys and fangirls. I think that is I think she works for NFL Network, and it might have been from her. I don't know. I always this getting close to a player or two, and getting kind of like. What I read, the initial issue was Ben wanted to rerun. He didn't think Antonio was going hard in the walkthrough on a couple things. He wasn't doing things right, and he said, "Let's do it again." And Antonio got all pissed off. Now,
well, that's what I heard. Antonio ran the wrong route. Ben threw the ball on the ground and said, "Get him out of here."
Well, see, that's not what I read initially.
That was one of the stories that
that's
I read.
That's why when I see different things, I don't even know anymore when I'm being told the truth. That's in everything now, politics, in anything,
yeah.
Because everyone capes up.
Well, you can always trust President Trump, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So as long as you just, you know, you gotta back your team, whoever your team is. And so now it's hard sometimes to get – it's leaked into sports where I don't know where I'm getting real details. Look, I thought Ben, from a personal standpoint, I don't want to get into that. But there was a time where I was not a big Ben guy, and I think there are a lot of people on that team that thought he was very selfish. But I'd heard he's kind of made some changes and been more open to things and was less of a diva. That's what I've heard, is he wasn't the same guy over the last five or six years.
Except for this, that stuff with Antonio, he also did that
Antonio's
to James
tweets.
Washington. He openly criticized them on his radio show. The stuff that you're talking about is more diva-ish. He was openly critical of those guys on his radio show, and that's when he had to come out and say, "Hey, I've earned this right here."
What did he say about James?
Specifically, the story just
happened. There is a balance between. You know what? You got to be able to get in people's asses as a quarterback, but not you don't do that in a public setting.
Though. Yeah. Over the radio.
What did he say? I'm kind of curious.
It didn't say what he said. It just said that he was openly critical of
those. You know who would never do
two.
That? Deshaun, except when he threw his
Well, except the offensive line when he's got pressure on him, yeah.
Except that one time we're like, "Hey, did he just
You're not supposed to say that." All right, you know what? You know what? Ben probably needs a little testosterone, probably.
I don't know. I don't know. I had a good friend of ours yesterday text and say, "Hey, does it really work? Do you really use it?" And I said, "Yeah, I really go to Men's T Clinic. I've been going since January of 16. It really does make a difference. It makes a difference in at right now, I'm going at about 70 to 80 hour work weeks right now. Over the last, I haven't taken a day off in about 3 weeks, 7 days a week. No way I could do it without the energy boost that I get from having my testosterone level where it once was, and that's where it is now. And my friends over at Men's T Clinic, they got me fixed up to where my levels are where they're supposed to be. And when I say where they're supposed to be, you know, where they were when you're in your 20s or 30s, you're at that level, and it helps you lean down. It helps you maintain lean muscle mass. I mean, it's not magic, but if you are doing even light workouts, even you make any effort to do some workouts, you're going to really start seeing results, and you'll really, after 2 or 3 months, it can start being fairly substantial, the results that you'll see. Your energy level spikes, and it can help with libido if that's an issue for you, and if it's not an issue for you, that's fine. There's a lot of people who just lose the drive and desire to just go out there and excel and live life on an everyday basis. Go live your best life. Do it with Men's T Clinic. Let them get you tested. They'll find out where you are on a level standpoint, and then they'll go from there. MensTClinic.com, Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and the Heights. MensTClinic.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Just the first light, Stony Brook, just off of Voss, west of Voss, right there. We got three tables still going. If you're out and about and you want to play, Doc is running back and forth to tables. He lost a big, big hand. Oh my goodness, he had aces and kings.
You hear that, Del?
And he lost to 9-10. And that was unfortunate for him when 6-7-8 came up on the board.
That's never what you want.
Yeah, that's never what you're looking for. But that happens right here at Prime Social, and it's happening. right now. I can't tell you how many. I think I gained a lot of love at U of H yesterday.
You did suck up.
Well, I didn't suck up. I'm a justice warrior. Okay, I'm woke.
Okay? That's what I've heard from you.
I want to tell you this. When I read, if you haven't seen it, Pete Thamel's initial, a couple of weeks ago, he wrote about the U of H, and when I read him calling, I want to tell you, I don't know.
When did you and Dr. Couture get so tight?
I don't know. I mean, I've talked to her a couple of times. That's it. But I don't know that there is a classier, honestly. She may be the first lady of Houston.
What?
Can you?
Where is this? Dale!
No,
wait,
honestly.
What is this? No.
She is. Do you
the
know how
first
accomplished,
lady of Houston.
Do you know how accomplished she is and how?
I probably don't fully recognize how accomplished she is.
She's an unbelievable woman. And this clown, Pete Thamel, is calling her a clown. She is an unbelievable woman to have let. And you, do you know where University of Houston was 10 years ago when she started?
I don't think he was a person. I read it. It wasn't a personal attack. Like, this was an article called "The President of Houston is
a
straight clown." He was saying the whole thing was basically, you guys are doing all this because you're letting one guy run the entire university and the whole program.
She said the three clowns. He said the three clowns.
No, I understand that, but it was based on specifically the allowance of letting Tillman Fertitta run stuff.
Well, what a moron. Do you think T. Boone Pickens and Phil Knight?
But that doesn't make it right. Not every school does that. Just because Nike
if you build buildings at a school, you have big say. And by the way, on top of building buildings at the university, Tillman is the chairman of the Board of Regents.
There's no question.
He's the one who makes these decisions.
I know. He's the one that told Lane Kiffin he couldn't come and that it was going to be major. Because Lane Kiffin was getting his staff ready because Lane Kiffin said, "I'm coming." And then Lane Kiffin found out he didn't.
Do you know who
Tillman
makes decisions like this? The chairman of the Board of Regents.
Well, I know, but they don't make all of them. They are the voice for a group, and also the university. Now, the president, there's a lot of people who go into that, and it's different at different universities. I talked to somebody about this very thing.
Right.
Houston's a little unique, and Houston is in the same category probably as Oklahoma State. There happens to be a billionaire.
Except T. Boone Pickens ain't the chairman of the Board of Regents.
No, T. Boone
Pickens. And he still makes all the decisions.
But he's the billionaire. Well, then it made sense to make the billionaire the Board of Regents because he's going to do it anyway. It's his money.
That's right. But at least he has that title.
But I don't have a problem with somebody calling out that process from time to time because I don't think it's right for a university to be run by a one money guy.
You're absolutely right.
And that's nothing against Tillman.
If you want to say that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But when you call Dr. Couture a clown,
Thamel gets personal. Like Thamel, aggressive. I know he's done some stuff. Like he's had some pieces. He's a little edgy with the way that he approaches things. He's not exactly analytical. He leads face first with a lot of his stuff or mouth first. So I understand that. There's people who don't like Pete Thamel, and there have been times where he's tried to, you know, it's weird because he's not even historically, I think, an investigative journalist who that can piss people off, but it's because you don't like the fact that they're uncovering stuff. His has been a lot more about, you know, he kind of is an opinion based guy.
And by the way, he's also, and this is true, he's a Tom Herman fanboy.
It's clear from the way he wrote this that it was coming from a place of, I've been talking to somebody who, I mean, that was very clear. And that's what I don't like. I don't like, if it's your opinion, that's fine. If you're doing it because you're influenced by somebody else, I'm not a big fan. With that said, I'd like to know when you do go to that honeymoon suite and at the Golden Nugget, I want to know, I'd like to see if you can get me some rooms too when Tillman takes care of you.
I didn't do it for Tillman. I didn't. The one that pissed me off the most was Couture.
Obviously. Yeah. You just called her the First Lady of Houston.
Well, honestly, I don't know that we have a classier, more accomplished woman
who do you see
in this city.
I'm not – Beyonce can't claim she's First Lady. She doesn't even come do stuff here. So Beyonce doesn't get First Lady of Houston. Who is First Lady of Houston?
Who's the First Lady of Houston?
It's not something
it was Barbara Bush.
I've never thought of, to be honest with
it
you.
It was Barbara Bush.
I haven't either. That's why I'm calling
No, it
you.
Was Barbara Bush.
Okay.
Okay, but she's no longer
not
with
now.
Us.
So
I don't know if you
now?
Know this. She's no longer
I know,
with
so
us.
So who is it now? That's my thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not just going to give it to her. Let's put it up for a debate.
After my
Kate
wife,
Upton?
I mean. No,
she's
Kate
been
Upton's
here,
not.
She's been here a year and a half?
She's been here.
Is that enough? Is not Kate Upton?
No. It's not Kate Upton. She's not – just because she bounces around doesn't mean she's accomplished.
Bounces from where to where?
What do you mean bounces around?
What do you mean, John?
You ever seen her dance?
No.
She bounces around.
Yeah, but holy, she did that
Dale,
a long time
even,
ago.
He's not even – he.
This
not
is a weird
– subtle. He doesn't even pretend.
This is Kate weird for me because John is lauding the efforts of one woman – and then reducing the other woman to just someone who bounces around.
That's
weird.
His woke that's how his woke personality has to deal with his old Odd Jobs Incorporated personality from Chicago.
What?
It's like
the two are not related in any way.
Yeah, they're
not.
Battling for control in the same body.
Control of you. She is a woman of great...
Well, she is an accomplished woman.
She's an accomplished woman.
I want to tell you this.
And then what'd you say about
she's
Kate
Upton? She's very impressive.
Kate Upton is accomplished, too.
And what? What did she do?
She's done lots of stuff. She's a
bounced
mother.
Bounced around.
Del, do you see this?
There's I don't get it. It's weird.
I don't. It's weird. It's very weird.
Woke John versus
woke
regular John,
versus, John. Yeah.
Team Jamel.
And usually regular John is going to obliterate woke John. I mean, let's be honest about this. Regular John keeps woke John is somewhere locked in a storage closet. But every once in a while, I wrote a piece because she is a woman of... of
great
accomplishment
stature.
And stature. And did you see her dance on the...
No.
Did you see Kate Upton dance?
On one tab, he's got his article for Sports Map about how great Renee Couture is. In the other tab is Guess That Ass from Barstool.
No, but I will say this.
That's actually so accurate.
You haven't... have you seen this story?
What?
Have you seen this? No, this is a real story.
If you could just see what John pulled up on his computer.
Did you see this? She's Miss Bum Brazil. Bum Bum? The Bum Bum champ?
But it's transgender,
but she's
right?
She's got a restraining order by Lionel Messi because she's a big, big Messi fan, and she has a tattoo of Lionel Messi on her bum bum right there.
Is see? There any – okay, wait a minute. Now, this
and
is really –
and so Lionel Messi –
so I can see this show – I'm just going to let you guys know right now. This show's probably not going to go anywhere.
Ooh la la. It's a strong play by a Brazilian to be harassing a rival Argentinian because they like them. Brazil versus Argentina is a rivalry that is – blah, 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 blah.
You know what
blah.
That's like? You know what that is? That's basically that's a Texas – that's a female Oklahoma Sooner fan – having a tattoo on their lower back or wherever,
right.
And it just says Ellinger.
Right.
That's what that is. That's Brazilian?
Brazilian.
With a tattoo.
With a Messi. And she wears her Messi jersey all over.
Oh, my God.
See that Messi jersey? Do you see it? Can you see it past
man,
that?
It's getting messy.
It's all messy up there. So, that's a legitimate story. That's not a guess that ass. That's a legitimate story.
Well, but it looks... I mean, Dell, if you could see this, I don't feel like this is a legitimate story when you have 10 Instagram pictures in it. You know, that's not the way they used to post stories with get as many IG posts as you can with this girl's butt. But that's where we are
well,
now.
She's Miss Bum Bum. Okay.
Well, I can't
what did
take
you
the
want?
Title. I don't
what
want
did
take
you
the
want
title.
Her,
I'm not taking
like
the title
with
away.
Her hands with a puppy?
I know.
What did you want?
I'm not trying to take the title away from her, but it is a big deal when a Brazilian backs an Argentinian like that. That's,
yeah,
that's a really big deal. I would that's got to be tough to have to call in that restraining order. Like, man, the guys are probably going to make fun of me now.
We're getting some suggestions for First Lady of Houston.
All right.
Deborah Duncan?
She's okay. We'll put her on the ballot.
Sheila Jackson Lee, Dominique.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All of these are fine, but I'm telling you, I think Renu Couture beats all of them. I'm sorry. Sorry, Dominique. Sorry, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Hold on, man. We got to be forgetting somebody.
No, I'm telling you. After Barbara Bush. Wait, when Barbara Bush. Who?
Is there nobody?
Well, let's go. So, at John Granato, at Lance Zerline,
yeah.
At Delvey 2.
See, we can't.
713.
It's not Beyonce. Don't say Beyonce.
780-3776. Is that our number? Is that it? 780. I do it every 780-3776. Day.
780-3776.
3776. Give us a call. But you right now we're talking about John Clay Wolf. And tomorrow his show, and he's going to explain why if you ride around with a pineapple in your grocery cart – will you get some action? You get action, okay? You got to be ready to swing, though. So that's going to happen tomorrow morning on his radio show right here on ESPN 97.5. It is a good show, though. He says whatever. I mean, whatever. So here's the deal, though. If you're looking for that way to sell that vehicle, like Steve, he should sell his car, I'm pretty sure. Here he comes over. But here's the deal, is if you're looking for a way to sell your car, John Clay Wolf is the guy to sell it to. GiveMeTheVIN.com, that's GiveMeTheVIN.com. He is the best. He is going to give you the most money for it. And it doesn't make any sense not to. He's guaranteeing it, because if he can't beat CarMax or Texas Direct Auto, he's going to give you $100. That's ridiculous. So why would you not? I don't get it. If you're going to sell your car, you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's the baseline. And then everybody else, you got to beat that. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. And listen to John Clay Wolf tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5. Mike is hot, Lance. In other words, Steve from Prime Social is here.
Well, good. I'm glad the mic is hot.
Steve Mujibar.
Steve, let's talk about what you guys have going on right now here. I mean, we came in here and there's three tables of action going on, which is not unusual in the morning. You're open 24 hours a day, Thursday through Monday. And then how late do you open the other Tuesday through?
6 a.m. Yeah. Tuesday through Tuesday, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Sunday night till 6 a.m.
That
might as well be open all.
Yeah, basically we're not open like 20 hours a week.
Yeah, right. Right.
That's when I take my little nap.
You look like it now. Yeah, but you stand up.
And I said this, that you got more action here this morning than most every Vegas casino.
I mean, I came in last Friday, it was six tables.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a little bit slow.
But wait a minute. Now, so we got a 20,000 guarantee on February 9th?
Yeah, well, that's a free roll.
That's a free roll.
You don't even have to pay to get in.
Nothing.
There. You just got to come in and play.
You're just giving away 20,000.
That's it.
But yes. To get in and do it, though, you got to qualify.
You got to be one of the top 80 players that play throughout the month, which is surprisingly easy to do.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine somebody that plays around 20-ish, mid-20 hours for the average for week.
Then I'm in.
Then you're in.
I'm in.
Are you in?
You're in.
I'm in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You're probably in anyway.
I spent about 15, 16, 17 hours the last 2 days here. So, yeah. I'm in.
Well, then I'm getting in.
You better get in.
You definitely aren't getting in. I haven't seen your face in about 3 months.
My kids haven't seen my face.
What is this women's event that we're going to have?
So we've done a couple already with the mimosas and the brunches for the ladies to come in and get comfortable and get their feet wet with a bunch of women. You
is
know,
this
like,
a sexual reference, getting their feet wet?
No, I don't believe so,
no.
Sir. No,
Lance,
I'm not smart enough to make those kind of innuendos.
That's the bad.
Lance
likes
pretty feet.
Yeah.
That's bad, John.
Again. Anyway, so getting space for women here at Prime Social. We're trying to make a space where to probably break the stereotype.
Nice try.
Of the overwhelming male-to-female ratio in the poker world. And this is the first time we're doing it on a Saturday.
That's cool.
So the mimosas, the brunch, and all that, it's a free event for ladies.
The free roll, you get in and just come play. If you're playing anyway, I've got a couple of guys who I pushed over here and there, and they used to have big neighborhood games, and now they play here on a regular basis, the cash games, because they're in sales. And so sometimes between 11 and 4, this is where lunch is.
Sure.
And that's
sure.
how you can do it.
Yeah, you probably can write it off or something.
Yeah.
You probably can. Yeah, you can try.
Well, I saw you had a ladies' table yesterday. You had a big event going on for Live Houston or something.
Yeah, they came out and did some filming and some taping of one of our tables going on, just to show that there are more women playing and that this is a beautiful, safe place to come and play.
No, it really is. It really is. We always talk about that here at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. It's a standalone building. And
beautiful,
it is
facility.
Beautiful. Vaulted ceilings, beautiful interior. You've got the parking that is specifically for this building, valet parking. There is, when you walk in, you've got a security, you got a couple security guards. So it is a safe, inviting, fun atmosphere, and the food's great. Ever since you guys, I guess you made some big switch with the chef, and I was like, holy moly, this food. I've tried a bunch. The food is fantastic.
Yeah, at least 15 to 20 pounds in the last couple of months.
Yeah, okay.
Chef Eric has been here. So
As a vegan.
As a vegan, correct. Right. Yeah, he makes me some special vegan stuff.
That's right.
Not exactly fat-free, but it is vegan. Correct. Yeah. Which doesn't automatically translate to healthy, obviously.
Not always.
No. So just come on. Let's go. So Saturday is the women's event. The 25th, what are we doing for 1 year anniversary?
Well, we might have a couple things up our sleeves. I mean, definitely probably something like complimentary cake and champagne, and that's the 25th coming up.
Dean was talking about splashing pots. And,
yeah, we're going to make it a big party. Yeah.
That's my coming back to poker party.
Is it?
25th.
I'll be back from Mobile, Alabama the day before I go to Tampa and Mobile, which is pretty big time. Yeah. And then I get back here, and I'm just like, I told my wife, I already carved it out. I'm like, I gotta go do something for me.
Sure.
This is me time to play poker. It's fun. You talk to people at the table. It's a social thing, too.
Well, I'll save you a spot, Lance. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I will save you a spot.
What's with the aggression?
There's a lot of aggression.
Don't hold your breath for me looking at your Florida State guys either. You got like one guy this year. Your guys stink.
You talking about basketball?
No, you're my draft guys.
I'm talking about basketball.
Yeah, oh, this is basketball.
Your NFL draft guys.
Oh, no. We don't have a football team anymore. It's all strictly basketball at Florida State now.
No kidding, you don't have a football team.
No kidding, you do.
I looked at a 220-pound defensive end. I'm like, no wonder.
No wonder you guys stink.
How was his hips? Were they tight?
No, they were loose. They were loose. Okay, yeah, good. Brian Burns has loose hips.
He's got loose hips.
Yeah.
All right.
Fluid
hips. Okay, so again, this Saturday, women's event.
A week from Saturday. Correct.
A week from tomorrow. Yeah,
correct.
Next Saturday. That's 8 days away. And then the 25th is the big anniversary, and come on out and keep on playing. And if you're one of the top 80, you're getting the free roll for $20,000 on February 9th.
Yes, sir.
This is big.
All kinds of stuff happening this year. Sit and goes on Saturday, as we were talking about.
Yeah.
And just, you know, 30K guarantees once a month. I mean, just really hitting them hard and showing you guys that, you know, Prime Social's here. And there's no reason to go anywhere else but Houston.
We need to put cameras on a table and do a radio event.
There's one right there. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When we can broadcast.
Well, you're hitting one of those tables, aren't you?
This is it.
We're
looking at it.
This is it. That's why they
changed it. This is the RFID table. That's the streaming live camera. This is it. This is the table. We're setting it up.
We need the hosts here to
the what?
The hosts.
Oh, the
host. The radio host.
They said the hose.
No, the host. No, that's John.
Yeah. That's true.
I wouldn't say that.
You need a host here, too. We need it all.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to getting that together, too. So you guys make sure you go to PrimeSocialTX.com. But just come on in. 7801 Westheimer. It's between Hillcroft, Voss, that magical street, and then Fondren. And you can come on out, or Dunvale, actually, and you can come on out and play
sports. Okay, ask him about classes for guys that don't play. How about learning some poker?
Here we go. It's always what's for us? What's for us? I think men have had a pretty good reign.
Oh, take the L is what you're saying?
How
about David wants to learn?
Here's the lesson. Come in, buy in, sit down, and we'll teach you. We'll teach you everything you need to know. Come on in.
You know who said like a poker guy?
I'll tell you what we won't do. We won't fat shame my dealers.
No,
I'll tell you that much.
Who does that?
I don't know. I heard this radio station earlier when I was driving
just
in.
Just Abe and Jermaine got it?
Don't say their names. They could be listening. I was listening. I was wondering if you're going to go for the general assistant general manager.
I said they have shorter arms. I'm talking
and
about
gut.
Dealer.
And you said you had a bunch of O-linemen. You think Ashley is an O-lineman?
Who?
Ashley.
No, Ashley's not an O-lineman.
She's definitely not.
She's a corner.
John has John's been a little rough on people today.
Yeah.
No.
Especially saying their name on air.
He doesn't care.
What's wrong with Abe?
He stopped.
If they call in sick today, I'm going to know what happened. They're home crying.
Honestly,
he's a superstar.
No,
here.
John has been shaming people.
He's
for
like the Antonio
two
Brown
decades
here.
Of shaming. This is really nothing.
It's one of those frat guy syndromes, you know. Like, look at me. I got everything in the world, and everybody that's beneath me is beneath me.
Del, do you hear that? No, that sounds accurate. It sounds like he knows John.
It's not even close. Mm-hmm. It's not even close. Who would you nominate for First Lady of Houston right now?
My wife.
Your wife. Congratulations. That's well played, sir. That's well played.
That's a good call.
JJ's girlfriend? Kalia Leahy or whatever her name is.
She didn't get it. Yeah, you don't even know her name.
How about Ashley, our dealer?
Ashley could be.
Wow.
Esme. Somebody wants Esme to be the First Lady of Houston. Okay, that's fine. Wendy Williams. No, she's not from here. She's just a very big girl. Is she from here? Is Wendy Williams from here?
This is the third or fourth.
She's a big girl. Wow. There she goes again.
Unbelievable. Yeah. His day he's having today.
Can't imagine what he says about me.
Prime show.
Oh, just,
oh, I say no.
Just walk away.
I just can't. Yeah.
I mean, I got this headset on, though.
What I
just walk away. He'll say it to your face, too. It doesn't matter.
Don't move. Oh, no. I'll say it to your face. It's just kind of was surprising when I found out you were vegan. That's all.
No, sure. Everybody gets the all. Same result. And I've actually gotten emails from the vegan organization asking me to stop. Not stop being vegan, but stop actually announcing it and being the spokesperson.
Hey, Steve, we didn't ask for you to head up our Houston chapter.
Right. And they told me to stick to radio if I'm going to talk about it.
So. Enough. Oh.
More fat shaming coming up next here.
Yeah,
right.
Don't worry. Pretty much
on ESPN 97.5. All right, we'll take a break. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, you're more than welcome to do that. I have to talk about Yuval now, okay?
Take your
shots in here. I don't think he's vegan. I don't know. He looks like he could be. He's got more of the look, I think. He's a rather thin man, but he is you know why? Because he's always working so hard. He works his butt off. He and Lax are going to make sure that you get into the right bed because they know the bed game. I went there with the family. And everybody just laid in the bed. And we're all laying in beds. He said, no, lay down. You got to find out. You got to see whether or not this is your bed. Stay there. Take a nap. Whatever it takes. But make sure that it's the right bed for you. And boy, did we ever. I'm telling you. We had to buy Frankie another bed and send it to Baton Rouge because she wanted her bed in Baton Rouge. Yeah, we had to bring it over there because that's how good Yuval is. That's how much. All my kids and my wife love their beds. And every bed in our house came from Texas Mattress Makers. If you're looking for the best bed at the best sleep at the best price, this is not arguable. Makes them right there and sells them right there. 4619 Navigation, corner of Lockwood, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. You're looking for the best bed. This is not arguable. You tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5, TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on the show. John and Lance, along with Andres, Dell, right here on ESPN 97.5. Live from Prime Social, 7801. Westheimer, come on by and play today. Noon tournaments every day. Big events coming on. Huge, huge, huge. Come on, hang out with us here at Prime Social. Three tables still going if you're in the neighborhood, or even if you're not, get over here. You can play right now. I'm getting all kinds of... And unfortunately, I don't know why, but Gina Gaston, Daniela Rodriguez, Julia Morales, Shunmin Chow. I'm getting a local male weatherman for some reason, Dell, a bunch here as First Lady of Houston, and I think it's a little disrespectful. I do. I might have to see being disrespectful. What happens? Then you're going to get a Sports Map article written about you. So stop it, Art. Okay.
Well, I don't. You'd have to ask that local weatherman if he would be offended. I don't know if it's disrespectful. He may appreciate it.
Yeah.
You don't know how he would take it.
I'm not going to call him out and ask him, do you want to be the First Lady of Houston? I don't think so. But I still think it's a Renew Couture. So Dr. Couture, I like to call her. So there you have it. She is she's one classy lady. One classy lady and did not deserve the ire of one middling sports writer, which is what I referred to him as. So here we are live. Lance is over there. He hasn't seen Steve in a while, so they're over there talking about stuff.
Well, I did appreciate that last segment, which was actually just supposed to be a live spot that went on for 8 minutes. But
Well, it was a segment, actually.
No, it was a live spot. It wasn't a segment.
Well, it was a segment.
No, I'm looking at it. It was a live spot.
Well, but it was – no, it actually turned into a – it actually turned into a miniseries.
Yeah, I know.
It was Prime Social, the miniseries.
That's why when you came back, you didn't actually hear any music because it was simply supposed to be a live spot.
Well, right. It was – that was – yes. Okay. And what?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's right. Steve was our guest, okay?
Okay.
Steve was – Steve, we had a guest on.
Okay? Okay.
Yeah, that's what happened. All right, we got 10 guys arbitration eligible. Last year, Gerrit Cole made $6.75 million. What do you think this year?
They don't take you to market value typically. I'm going to say 13.
That's exactly what the projection is, 13.1.
Yeah.
I mean, and
because, I mean, you know, market value is like 20.
Okay, would you be open to, and I guess you're going to see this year, but I think that it would be nice to get him done. Would you be open to him being your ace going forward?
Once Verlander's done?
Yeah, Verlander's done after this year.
I don't think you have a choice.
Yeah, Verlander's done after this year.
I think you have to.
Well, I mean, you could go get another guy. You can go get another free.
Yeah, you could, but you need to grow it from within.
You know, he wasn't exactly grown from within, but yeah.
No, that's why I'm saying you need to now, because you're going to be paying for somebody else's.
Well, Whitley is projected. Yeah. I mean, but
Corbin Martin, isn't it Corbin Martin?
Yeah.
Who also, I heard from somebody who's real tight with some minor league stuff that he's the guy to watch from, I guess, AA right now. So, yeah, I think right now you can go with – the problem is when you had Keuchel, you had a guy who – could be a one, a two, or a three. You don't really have that now. So,
I think
it gave you time to grow the Whitleys. You kind of missed it by like 1 year of being able to blend your future guys with your now guys. It feels like you're off by about a year.
Well, I think you're forgetting Lance McCullers.
I'm not forgetting him. He ends up on he's the Will Fuller of baseball, right?
Yeah.
Great, explosive, great numbers when he's healthy. He just struggles to stay healthy, and I love him. And I think he's incredibly valuable. Everything I'm saying about him, I'm saying about Will Fuller. I really like both of those guys and what they can bring. But when both of those guys end the year on the IR
every
or the
year.
DL every year, what am I going to do?
Yeah, but I'm hoping that this Tommy John solves a lot of problems. A lot of guys
he's
come
out
back
next
better.
Year.
Well, he's done next year.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys come back better.
They do. They do. And he's a guy that really rips that curveball. And, you know, you worried. You always worry about
that. Which is why he's got to restructure his elbow.
Yeah. You know, Andrew Luck, his throwing motion was kind of, they said, I think the throwing motion didn't help some of his issues he had. He got his shoulder all beat to hell anyway. But then Tom House had to remake some of his throwing motion, some of his mechanics.
And look at him.
And he's fine. And I'm hoping that that's the case with, McCullers is that it's all good. But that doesn't do anything for me in 2019.
It's funny. What do you think that they should – he's arbitration eligible. What do you think they're going to pay him?
What did he get paid this year?
He was 245.
Wait. He gets paid this year?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so it's an insurance claim, three?
They got him at 4.6. Well, for not
– I don't even know how that would even work. The insurance picks up, yeah, I would assume, all of it. I don't even know how that works.
I guess.
How does that work when you're on a what's arbitration?
Yeah. So how do you win arbitration? How do you win an arbitration when you're not going to pitch all year?
I don't know. I imagine
the Astros are just going to say we're going to give him his necessary 6% raise or whatever.
Yeah.
And then go. But
I kind of feel like you almost have to take it.
Yeah.
Like what's the argument on the other side?
I don't know. You can't even play. What do you?
Yeah. When our client is healthy.
Right. No, I'm paying. I'm going to pay him 4.6 this year. I'm going to give him that bigger raise, almost double his salary.
But what is Lance's side? If you're the Astros, you say, yeah, whatever the minimum bump is, because he's not playing, that's what he gets, the minimum bump. And if you're on Lance's side, how can you? It's by the way, it's Boris. What do you say? I mean, you're going to argue for more. What's your argument?
Well, what's the difference if insurance is picking it up anyway? If you want to make him happy, so you just give him what he wants.
Well, because it sets a foundation for the next dollar amount.
Yeah, right. And he and Boris's argument would be his next dollar amount should be.
Listen, whatever happens with him coming back from the, we will, you'll know in 2 years whether or not Lance McCullers is a long time or is a long term solution for the Astros.
So, so Carlos Correa made $1 million last year. What do you think next arbitration?
You know, I think I'm going to say that I'm probably too low, but I'm going to say 8.
You're too high.
7. I was thinking 7-2. Okay. Yeah. This is his first year of arbitration, yeah. Right? They are a little more conservative with the numbers.
And the way he played. I mean, the way he came back. I mean, it's hard to argue more than that. It really is.
It really is. I went on the high side.
Right. I mean, but you could go, well, look at him 2 years. Well, yeah, but look at him last year.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
McHugh made 5.
6.5.
5-4 they got.
Okay.
And this is actually pretty accurate of what it will
good.
Be.
Good. I like that.
Osuna was 5-3. They say 6-5.
Well, because you know what? Because McHugh was getting paid basically a starter salary. And now he's a reliever, and they're probably a little more. Yeah, that makes sense.
Ryan Pressly will probably double his money from 1.6 to 3.1.
Dude, Ryan Pressly
is good.
That was the best
pickup he made.
In my watching James throw and watching him throw 100 and then whip off a tight slider, I was like, I don't even know they. This Osuna thing, probably. I'm not even sure Osuna. And that's before Osuna was getting ruined. I was just thinking, I don't know. In the future,
I think Osuna
really
will be better
Osuna.
Than he has been here.
Pressly,
but
Osuna.
He did lead the league in blown saves the year before.
Right. That's why. And he kind of just, he's not really, he doesn't pick on corners. He pretty much just challenges guys. And so when it's a little flat, it's going to be a problem. But Pressly, Osuna, James, where I would keep him in the bullpen personally, because I think Josh James, a future dominant closer. I don't care about guys who throw 100 who can only go for 4 2/3. That's just, but you know, with the analytics, it's kind of weird that the Astros
throwing 2 innings out of the bullpen. Then
that's what I would do. There's more value in that.
But
to
he
me.
Left
Short
him in
games.
There. It was unbelievable. He always left him in there too long. For what he, I think he fell in love with that 100-mile-an-hour. AJ fell in love with that 100-mile-an-hour.
How could you not?
I know, but. You know what? I got enough out of you. Let me go get
Kenley Jansen is who he really could be with an even hotter fastball. But so to me, let him come up as a setup man and then turn him into a closer. Yeah. That's what I would do. I don't want him because if he's going to be a starter, he's got to dial it back a little bit. I'd rather have the guy throwing 100 than the guy throwing 97 who goes, you know, who can go 4, maybe 5 innings. I'd rather have that guy coming in 2 to 3 times per week. Well, at least 2 times a week, giving you straight gas, everything he's got.
All right.
Is she first lady?
No, that's Kendall Jenner, apparently. No, Simmons is shooting his shot.
No, we do not want her for first lady.
No, Kendall Jenner, we don't want one of you.
Is that so? Who are we missing some guys from arbitration? Is that it?
Yeah, there are a couple other guys. Jake Marisnik. How much are you giving Jake Marisnik?
What did he make last year?
1.9.
1.8?
No, you're giving him.
You can't go backwards.
2.4, I think, is what they're talking about. 2.4 for him.
So the most important ones are going to be Pressly, McHugh. McHugh's a lot more important now based on where the staff is, and then but the money guys are going to be Cole and Correa. And this is why Marwin couldn't come back. The Astros really their hands are tied. Marwin couldn't come back. Keuchel can't come back. Charlie Morton can't come back.
Will Harris and Davinsky too.
Will Harris can walk. I'm done with him. It's been a nice run, Will, but it's time for you to go.
Davinsky, too, boy.
Devo, too.
Yep.
You got enough young arms, minor league. Go get somebody cheap from the minors.
8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 live at Prime Social.
Fromber.
I was told yesterday that I don't say absolute marble and granite enough, that I just talk about Jeff Aronoff. And it's not called the Jeff Aronoff show. It's called the Absolute Marble and Granite show.
I think that's accurate.
Absolute marble and granite.
Well, it's not a show.
Well, he puts on a show. When he comes to your house,
it's nice stuff.
I mean, he dances. Dances around the countertops.
He doesn't do that. Okay. Don't worry, folks. He doesn't.
All right, he'll sing in front of your fireplace.
Nope, he won't.
So, if you're looking for,
does he do all natural stones and everything? He does everything.
Oh yeah,
right?
Everything.
Yeah,
yeah. If it's hard, Jeff Aronoff is.
involved with it?
Is, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why it's called Absolute Marble and Granite.
It's amazing you keep them as an advertiser.
It's why it's called Absolute Marble and Granite, Lance, okay? Because it's hard stuff. Oh, does marble and granite sound soft to you? No. Does your outdoor patio look good? No. Is your outdoor kitchen? You don't even have one. Gross. Here's the deal. If you're looking for somebody to put all that stuff in, it's Jeff Aaron. It's Absolute Marble and Granite. Not Jeff Aronoff. Well, he pretty much does it. But here's the deal. You give him a call, he's going to give you 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. And do this after. Oh, yeah, give me my price. Oh, yeah, we'll take 20% off that because I'm a 97.5 listener. Yeah, yeah. Kind of work the deal. Work Jeff Aronoff. Work Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Tell him you heard it right here.